What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. Y'all already know this is Poverty Talk. It is Monday. How did everybody's Monday go? It's kind of Monday's night tonight. I was going to do the podcast earlier this evening, but I was still gathering some information on tonight's topic. And tonight's topic is, I just wanted to talk about the young man that we just lost in the city of Philadelphia. He was a Star Trek student coming out of Emotech with a full scholarship going to Penn State, and he was murdered last Tuesday, shot in the head close range in his driveway. And he was 18 years old with a promising future, very close-knit type family, very close to his team members, his coaches, high school, things like that, and he was murdered. And I want to send my condolences and prayers to Keith Mark's family, his name is Christian Mark's family, because this has to be, the most devastating thing that you can endure. And I know it is, because I'm a parent, and losing a child, I couldn't imagine it. But I have lost siblings, and I know that hurts. So losing a child is tenfold. I just want to talk about our children excelling academically in high school, still living in, the high poverty neighborhoods, where we're unsure if our children are going to be punished because they excel in their academics. A lot of jealousy, envy, people not being able to reach those type goals, the students feeling some type of way through bulliness, being bullied, or just overall feeling some type of way because you don't come from a good home. You watch another person come from a good home. You watch people glorify a certain person. And it's all over jealousy and envy. And I'm hoping, that his family does get the justice that they deserve, because nobody deserves to lose their life because they are excelling academically. They're doing their best. He had good grades. He took his SATs. This guy was on his way out, and somebody close to him knew that, and somebody close to him didn't want him to leave, And the sad part is our own people have this crab in a barrel mentality where one person can't be doing better than the next, and it's just not fair, and it's just not the way to think. Also, I just want to say that it's really becoming to the point where we have to fear not for our own lives, but our children's lives as well, because there's been a lot of children dying in the city of Philadelphia due to gun violence. Not to only mention last night, a 14-year-old was shot in the face, and he's in critical condition right now, fighting for his life. And if y'all are in Philadelphia and you are watching the news, you see that, if you see how tiny that boy is, he's not even a regular size 14-year-old. He's actually smaller than a lot of the 14-year-olds that are coming up today. And it just makes you ask yourself, what kind of harm could this child possibly cause on a person that they are shot in the face? What could he possibly be doing, or what kind of harm could he possibly have caused in these 14 years of him living? Because he's only 14, And at 14, we just was allowed off the street, off the block. Street lights come on. We had to be sitting at the, on the steps where somebody could see you. It's really, really sad that it's so many more things that I want to talk about on my podcast, but I can't ignore the fact of what's going on in my city. And every day, each and every day, I'm frustrated, and I'm gaining more knowledge and of what's going on and the people that we're losing. And it's all color folks. It's all color folks. It's all black and brown people dying left and right by gun violence. And I want to get into another topic on another day about black guns mattering. But black guns don't matter when they pulling the trigger on each other. So like I said, we're going to talk about that on another night. But as far as tonight, I just want to bring awareness and talk to you guys and see what you guys think about what's going on with our youth, and how we can make changes as far as the adults. And what do you think the cause of a star athlete on his way to Penn State full scholarship is murdered, shot in the, in the back of his head in his driveway. You know, I feel like it was a setup. I feel like it was somebody close to him. And again, we have to stop this crab in a barrel mentality, black people. We have to stop it. We have to stop it because we're only destroying ourselves. The enemy is sitting back and laughing, you know, because we are eliminating ourselves. They don't even have to do it with the food, the cancers, the diseases, you know, the air. They don't have to do those things like they, you know, they have to, or they must put their best foot forward to destroy us, because we are destroying ourselves. So a lot of the things that they put out here to destroy us, we are allowing it to destroy us while they go home peacefully, sleep peacefully with their families. We have lost too many people this summer, too many children this summer to gun violence in the city of Philadelphia. And you know, you guys can give me feedback on this. Comment, like, share, applaud, favor, however you want to do it. But tonight is really, you know, I just want to get some feedback, or not so much of just feedback. I just want to get that out there and talk about it, you know, because this something got to give when it comes to our children. Something got to give when it comes to protecting our families, you know. And it's a hurtful feeling when you feel like you got to protect yourself from your own kind, when it's a bigger war going on out here against us. I'm really feeling some type of way, and I just want to send my condolences out to the family. Christian, Mark, from West Oak Lane, MOTech, a promising student going to Penn State. His life was taken. I also want to send my prayers and condolences to the young man that was shot in the face, 14-year-old, in the city of Philadelphia. And I ask that all you guys that are listening, everybody that's in my city, those that are not in my city or my state, to just pray for the inner neighborhoods in Philadelphia. Y'all already know who this is. It's your girl, Lady Lou. Y'all know, talking about the real shit all day long, late or day. Get with me. Peace.